The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
One student is deceased as a result of a lone gunman who entered the school. The lone gunman was also deceased at the scene. In addition, one teacher was injured with non-life-threatening injuries. The teacher was treated at the scene.
My biggest frustration so far is the fact that this society has not been willing to take some basic steps to keep guns out of the hands of people who can do just unbelievable damage. It's not even possible to get even the mildest restrictions through Congress, and that's we should be ashamed of that.
Guns once again front and center. This was an impromptu kind of informal thing as Obama was doing an online college deal, talking about colleges actually with some kids. And what had happened is in Portland at a high school, there was a shooting. It was a student. Another student was killed along with the kid with the gun. And it was very methodical as far as the lockdown and the organization of that. That's the good news, because it could have been a lot worse still. It is so sad to see those hands over the heads of the kids as they file out. But this is what you deal with. This is the reality. And the kids actually get it. They get the lockdown practice and the scenarios, and they know what they're supposed to do. And so it's never good when anybody dies in these situations. But it could have been so much worse than it was, because there were some quick thinkers and a few things happened that had to happen. It changed that scenario almost instantly. And that's where we begin here on America Tonight. While that was going on, in the meantime, too, Eric Cantor, the number two Republican on the Hill, the majority man, loses his primary to a virtual unknown Tea Party professor who had one theme: Cantor's not your guy, amnesty. Cantor was soft on the illegal immigration thing that's happening now in this country with the so-called dream kids, and the 2 years you can hook back up with your parents, you won't be deported, and it's become crazy town along the border, both in Arizona and in Texas. They try to find places to stack the kids and process them. So far, 3 bases in the United States, military bases, are being used. There's costly flights back to Central America because a lot of the kids that are coming over, and some of them are older teenagers, some of them are young, they're being processed or sent back because there's nobody that they were born to in the United States. They weren't dragged over that way, or they weren't dragged over into the United States as a baby. There's some confusion over that. There's terrible infections and whatnot bubbling up at these shelters with chickenpox and staph infection scares and some other things, too. So this really was not a thought-out program whatsoever. A couple of things working here. We're juggling all kinds of balls. You want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Ray in Missouri. Hello, Ray.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
Oh, a lot of these problems, we ought to throw up that disclaimer that my opinions don't necessarily go with the radio station or broadcast, but leftism and the feel-good society, and when I come up, if you had a problem or if you were in school and something's bad, or if you you revolted, you got spanked. If you did something at the house, you got spanked. And we didn't shoot each other. What was it, just this past month in Hawaii, the father picked his kid up from school who had gotten in trouble at school. And in the parking lot or on the way home, he was asking the child, well, why'd you do this? And the kid refused to answer. So he said, okay, well, I'm stopping the car, and since you won't talk to me, you can walk the rest of the way home. So it was a mile. The kid walks back and forth to school, but this day the dad picked him up. Well, now the father got a year's probation for child endangerment and everything. I mean, you cannot discipline the children.
Yes.
If you cannot discipline the children, then they have no consequences. And I think a lot of these shootings and stuff is because of that. There's no consequences.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. That whole, I hate that term, but that whole we're like soft as a nation. We've grown soft, and we're kind of a nanny state, not just in New York, but elsewhere. Yeah, we're seeing it because do what you want. Feel good. It's okay. And you're right. I grew up the same way as you. You just didn't cross my mother. So guess what? We had rules and we didn't have these problems.
Yeah. And it's horrible. And there is such a thing as child endangerment or too much discipline. But there has to be the right to discipline a child. Otherwise, there is no sense of right or wrong. I think everybody ought to read America's Last, or Dennis Prager's book, American Values, or The Last Hope. I mean, but it all ties in together. And it's leftism. And then Obama says, well, you have to have gun control. Well, you might not have to have the gun control if the kids are disciplined.
Yeah, you could skip over that. Mm-hmm. Crazy. I agree. I agree with a lot of what you're saying, Ray. Absolutely. You know, we've seen this. We've watched this. How long ever that you've been calling America Tonight, we've watched this trend continue, and it's just gotten so crazy out of control.
It's not going to change because of gun control. We talked about this too. The kid a couple weeks ago stabbed people. It's not the guns. They will find a way to do something regardless. But we have to go back to having some way to discipline children so that they do not think that it's okay to do whatever they want. I don't think that it's the video games, playing the video games, if they can play the video games, but the parents teach them that they cannot, that good is better than hate. Instead of feeling good about yourself, feeling good about helping people.
Yeah, amen, Ray. I agree with you 100%. How about teaching them how to volunteer and reach out and do that at a young age and get involved in other things instead of these crazy distractions? But that would take attention, wouldn't it? Stay with us, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is becoming the norm, and we take it for granted in ways that, as a parent, are terrifying to me. Our levels of gun violence are off the charts. There's no advanced developed country on earth that would put up with this. We're the only developed country on earth where this happens. And it happens now once a week. And it's a one-day story. There's no place else like this.
President reacting to the shooting in Las Vegas and really the school shooting in Oregon that happened on Tuesday. So we go back to push for gun legislation. Hey, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's tragic, these things that are happening. I completely agree with that. But it's not, I really, as somebody who believes in the Second Amendment, it's not the weapon, it's the person using the weapon, and they can use other weapons, as has been proven with people blowing themselves up, planting bombs, doing other things, kids, using a knife, combination of things. We saw that at Santa Barbara. So I think the responsible gun ownership is one thing. And I think somebody that's way off the tracks and not allowing them to get a gun is one thing. But, of course, in trying to prove that, there could be some difficulty there. And it's looking for red flags and parenting, knowing what's going on. No parent, I mean, there are parents that are just great parents that have something happen with their kids that's unfathomable. And you can't say they weren't trying to do everything they could when they went through programs and reached out and did everything that they could possibly do. But then there's the other situation where the kids have so much time by themselves and they're who knows what they're doing and they're allowed to do whatever they feel like doing. There ought to be a line somewhere. I think there is something about boundaries and lines that perhaps make a difference. I'm not saying in this situation, but we've seen it in other situations. If you want to throw in your two cents, please do. 855-266-5283. Don in Illinois. Hello, Don.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I'm going to make a bold statement. I honestly think that the more you take God out of American schools, out of our society and such, I believe you're going to see more and more bad things happen.
Do you think that's because it goes along with the, listen, if you feel spiritual, if you feel the sense of community, if you're reaching out, if you're thinking there's something when it's all said and done and you learn that as a child, then you don't want to take life and you don't want your life to slip away?
Well, yeah, and I'll even go so far as into other specifics. I mean, like Matthew 25, you know, when he says, what you doing to the least of these? We all have somebody that we all probably know that, yeah, this person really is not on my high list of people I esteem, but yet we've all heard the saying, you know, character is what you do for how you treat people who don't do anything for you. They don't benefit you. So if you can show love to somebody like that, of course you're not going to go out and take a gun and shoot them or harm them or have any malevolence towards those people. I mean, I believe in digging deeper than just, you know, the Ten Commandments. You know, I believe in, you know, in showing agape love to, you know, all people, you know, that Greek word. Mm-hmm. Like that's even how I sign my letters. I sign it agape.
Good for you. And this also goes along to the no socialization, focusing on self, just staring into the box, not at all being social, and not, so of course you're not socializing, you're not interacting with strangers because it's not about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, I believe, you know, go at it at many, many angles. You know?
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't just, you know, go out and say that, you know, I believe in Christian beliefs. I believe in, you know, being born again. I don't know how many of your viewers view that, but still, that's something that I pretty much believe wholeheartedly in my life. And, of course, you know, that will affect how you look at things politically, too, in some ways.
No, I agree. I mean, absolutely. Faith plays a big part in the way a lot of people in America look at things in either direction, whether there's a slant toward not having faith or having faith and the different levels of faith that you have. Absolutely, Don. No question about it. Interesting bringing up that scenario. So what do you think, America? Does Don have a point here? Other people have said that. Thanks, Don. That if we're a godless country or we're leaning in that direction and people don't have those feelings and people are more about self, is this what we're starting to see play out? The thing that I don't like in the schools is that I don't understand. I don't think it matters. You go to public school, you go to private school, you go wherever. I went to a school that had all kinds of people, Jewish people, super Christian people, people who weren't sure what they were, people who had different faiths. And, you know, there was none of this controversy over Pledge of Allegiance, saying the word God, somebody saying a prayer when they had the football game. We never even had that. And that seems so simplistic. But this is constantly what we're wasting time with being challenged. There's like such a thing as can't we just be? And there's no be. That's what it is. It's everything is challenged, and there is so much the movement of not socializing. kids that are not running around, not playing in neighborhoods, not knowing the kid around the corner and the kid around the corner after that, the things that you just did when you were a kid, jumping on the bikes and riding around all over the place until they had to scream so loud to get you to come home for dinner. And I'm not saying that this doesn't exist. Thank goodness there are plenty of families that have this happening, that try to make that happen. But it's just a different world. And we're seeing it, and it plays out. It plays out in these schools, kids that are disillusioned, kids who seemingly have it all but then are not right, have not been right for a while, and yet nobody seems to catch that. How do we stop this insanity? How do we get a handle on the insanity? How do we do that as a nation? And the answer is there's only so much the schools can do because of now what has happened in so many of the school districts. And you certainly, the discipline area is very murky as to what you can do from a discipline point of view. You know, Ray said it, the fact that you can't, nobody's getting a smack for some ridiculous thing they do, because before you know it, they're being brought up on child abuse charges, and child abuse is sick and wrong and all those things, but the label is so easy to toss around, and then look where it ends up getting us. And I don't think we can throw this into, which people try to make a pile it up and say, well, it's different now, things are being reported. You didn't hear those things before. That's not completely true. Maybe not as much, and maybe there were things that slid underneath the surface. But you can't blame it on that. I think it's not that. I think that there is much more of it happening. So you had the shooting at the Seattle campus at the Christian school, and now they're saying that the shooter went off his meds, and that's what led to that. You have the Oregon shooting at a high school. You had the Las Vegas shooting, the two cops eating lunch. I know they're all different scenarios. But what in the world? I mean, it's a big America, and every day we're just bubbling up on the surface. But there has to be more dialogue about where we're headed. There has to be more sense of community. I think the sense of community would make such a big difference for so many people. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, speaking of sense of community, there is also a sense of feeling helpless when you can't get a job, and it's a big problem in this country. I don't think the unemployment numbers are true because there's people that just give up. Coming up on the flip side, America Tonight's technology guru on advice on how to get a job through LinkedIn, next on ATN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Tonight we talk a lot about social media, technology, the pros and the cons. There's so much over the next couple of weeks that we're really going to chat with the America Tonight technology guru, Joe Savard, who's in our virtual green room right now. I think that he's actually technology free, perhaps, other than being on the device used to record this interview. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Doing okay.
You know what? I noticed this today, just as a quick aside before we jump into social media and getting jobs, which is huge for so many people listening to the show, I'm sure. But do you ever notice, like, everywhere I go now, and I know this is kind of old hat, but I rarely see anyone that's not looking down on whatever it is, an iPhone, Samsung, whatever it is that they have. It's pretty amazing. The people in the cell phone business are making a whole lot of money, aren't they?
Yeah, it's almost beyond addictive, right? It's the fabric of your life.
It is.
It's not just your girlfriend or your wife or your mom calling you. It's your friends. It's your bank account. It's your delivery from Amazon. It's everything. It's all a notification center, and that's what it comes down to. And we have so much stimuli that one of the biggest problems that I see is people don't get sleep. And that's because you're buzzing all day and you go to sleep and you fall down and, you know, for the day, but you don't get your REM sleep. And so there's big ramifications for that that I think we're starting to see, and some of them we haven't even realized yet. So I agree that you walk outside, you go into any lobby, and people are looking, and they're not communicating. They're looking at their device, communicating with the device to that somebody may be halfway around the world.
Wow. Yeah, it's just so true. We'll talk about that some more down the line, too. You are absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head. Ramifications for not getting the right kind of sleep. I don't think you should even sleep with your iPhone, iPad, anything next to you, but people do. So you used a great word. People are buzzing all the time. You need a break from that. You need to get some solid rest and get that REM sleep. All right, speaking of getting your sleep, if you're looking for jobs, you're stressed. You're stressed because people project it onto themselves partially, and also economically, because you need to get a job. If you're looking at your bank account, you're looking at, you know, how long is it going to take this to happen? And we don't get jobs the way we used to get jobs. A lot of people are turning to social media. They're turning to the big one, which is LinkedIn. And we're going to talk about you've got some tips for job seekers to use LinkedIn. I think there's two things. People don't understand how to use LinkedIn. Do you think that's a big problem?
Well, I think there's a couple of problems. I think, one, people are confused by it. But two, people that are talking about it gives you hard fact and dogma that you have to absolutely have these things. And three, it has a negative component. And when you go out and present your resume to a specific job, every recruiter wants you to tailor your resume to that person. That job for the person that you're going to interview with. And so you do that, and it immediately becomes disjointed to your LinkedIn. And then the conversation is, oh, wow, the LinkedIn isn't truthful or the resume is not truthful, and it sets a negative connotation. And I don't care what your skills are, the way recruiters scan for buzzwords, they overlook the best players all day long. And I just had that conversation. I do a lot of volunteer work with the churches around town, and several of them. And so I got a pretty good perspective on how people use their LinkedIn or don't use their LinkedIn. So I have a couple tips, and I have no dogma about it. I think that you should do what works. You can go out to mine. I'll give you some tips on how to clean some things up and leverage some hacks, if you will, for LinkedIn, and see if that helps you out.
Yeah, I like what you said. I think you're absolutely right on that, because you're supposed to tailor your resume. So that is a problem, because now we're labeling ourselves. I mean, you could take anybody. I mean, somebody might be an author. They might be a writer. They might be an engineer. They might have done one thing really well in a previous life, but then they segged into something else, but they have massive skills in another area. So how do you get around that? What do you do?
So one of the things, and I'll get either some people agree with me and some people don't. I don't know what the majority is. My experience is 50-50. I looked at LinkedIn as a Rolodex. And so I have just made some changes because I have some people look at my resume for a couple of things. And as soon as that gets over, I'm going to go back to very short summary. I'm going to have an absolute professional picture. That's number one. Do not have a picture. If you don't have a picture, nobody's really going to take you serious. They kind of have this feeling that it's anonymous and you're just gaming the system. So have a professional picture, not with sunglasses, not on a yacht, not showing how wealthy or successful you're done. Have a professional picture. Go spend the $60 for a photo shoot or $150 or whatever. There's tons of people that do it in every city that I've investigated. And get that crop shot straight up. And my picture I took in the back of my house just to change it, and it looks like I just got out of prison because of the break. So I'm always changing it, though, and I think that's the key. Now, LinkedIn, if you're a paid subscriber, and I am, I'm a premium member, they have the background that highlights you and it gives you a bigger picture. I kind of sort of like it. But it reminds me like of Twitter. So I'm thinking about actually removing LinkedIn, all of my resume pieces and just adding one summary. So when people go out there, they see Joe's summary and all his recommendations and his skills and endorsements. And then I'm going to dark cloud everything, meaning that I'm not going to, I'm not going to have verbose job descriptions. I'm going to have maybe I did a project, it was $20 million, I delivered it on time. I'm going to have those kind of short hits. And then I'll have a Twitter account to communicate any of my business consulting or if I'm looking for a job. And that would be that's probably going to wind up being Joseph Savard, which brings me to your LinkedIn profile. One of the best things you can do besides having a professional picture is go and edit your profile and go to the right side of your LinkedIn and you'll see it says customize your public profile URL. It's a little bit difficult to see. So you just to be very clear, since we're on the radio, be very clear, go to profile, go to your edit your profile, and then underneath your picture it'll say your URL, and usually it says linkedin.com/in some number. Mine says, and I'm going to show you how to do this, linkedin.com/in/Joseph Savard. And the way I got that done is right next to that it says edit. Go to the right, like I said, and about there's one box, and that's where you customize your public profile. It's your public profile URL. And go in there, and I would grab my name. That's what I did. So I'm insured to be the only Joseph Savard. If your name happens to be Joseph Savard, you might want to put your initial in there and say Joseph D. Savard. But that's a quick way. You put that on your business card, and it's short and terse, and it's a direct URL back to your profile. So that's very helpful.
Mm. It is very helpful to do the URL thing. I never heard that before. And a lot of people are checking LinkedIn, right? A lot of people check LinkedIn. You mentioned recruiters, so, and you never know who could look at your LinkedIn. That was your point about the photographs, right?
Yeah, and so one of the things about LinkedIn is you can peruse. Well, here's how I really looked at LinkedIn. It's really a Rolodex for me. And I find it, I find people make judgments on your resume and your profile very, very quickly. So I believe that LinkedIn, you should be very, you should have a power summary. You should have numbers. Always use numbers. You know, use the Kate Delaney wow number, right? I did 47,000. You know, widgets in 2 hours at my manufacturing plant, and I was the project manager. Put your project management certificate up there. Put your J2EE's Oracle certificate up there. All your technical certificates. If you're a number one seller in your company, put that up there. And make sure that you have recommendations, but make sure the recommendations are powerfully written. You know, if you have a couple recommendations, you know, Joe's a great guy. That doesn't help, and you want something that's lasting in the reader's mind. Joseph came into the company, he did this sort of work and turned it all around, and we were profitable, and he actually put 30% to the bottom line, something like that. And you know, you want a coach who you ask recommendations and to make sure that it's well written. And in many cases, the people that I know get recommendations, they will, when they ask somebody, the person will say, will you write it for me? And so there's nothing wrong with that. Write it. Mm-hmm. If they endorse it and believe it, they'll tell you. And if they don't believe it, they won't endorse it. So be fair, but be professional and have those points.
Yeah, I think that's great. Joe, can you hang through with us for a second?
Sure.
All right, we'll be back with more of Joe Savard here in just a second. Great advice for so many of you. I hope you are paying close attention to this. We'll be back in just a second here on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, we're back with technology guru here for America tonight, Joe Savard. We're talking about LinkedIn and recruiters looking at LinkedIn, putting your profile together correctly. You know, what is it? Is it helping you, hurting you, if you have the wrong things on there that people are looking for? You just were talking about recommendations and how it's okay, it's not cheating when you write a recommendation. Lots of people do that. They say, yeah, write one up for me, send it to me, and if I agree with it, because if someone's too busy, you know, your ex-boss, your ex-whoever, because they had downsizing, it makes sense to do that. And you should never be afraid to ask for that anyway, right?
Right. I very seldom hesitate in asking. Because I write a lot I write recommendations for a lot of people. Maybe it doesn't meet LinkedIn, but it certainly does when a job seeker asks for a referral. I will truthfully give them, I don't think I've ever not given a referral to someone that I work with. And when you're building this LinkedIn and you're showing these accomplishments, make sure you use key stats. Now, one thing that people, I hear this a lot, and it goes from entry-level people all the way to C-level. LinkedIn, nobody reads it. Well, the ones that do read it, you would be surprised. There are many people from entry level to C level that are linked in and plugged in, and they get it. So they're looking for those key stats. They're looking how you use your social media and how you leverage it in your life. It's not about being a Hollywood star through social media. It's about how do you present yourself. And so now you're seeing this extended personality into this virtual world. And it's going to get more and more potent. So If you're 35 to 45, if you're 45 to 55, don't think this is a kid's game, because it's a real game. And I go out and I look for people, and I can tell you I'm in that range of age. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely look at this in this manner. And here's the thing. You go through this, and every week I'll type in, what's the three best tips for LinkedIn? What's the top LinkedIn, or what's the top Facebook business tip? What's the best use of Twitter for business? And I will do that and just read. And some of them are old and repetitive. Some of them are dead wrong. But there's always one that's, you know, wow, it's pretty interesting. So there's a profile out there by the Daily News MUSE editor. And in his one of his descriptions of what's good LinkedIn, he uses a word cloud tool called Wordle. So you go in there and you grab the job description with all the buzzwords and throw it in there, and it'll pop. It'll make a word cloud out of it. Whatever pops out, he said, you know, that's pretty interesting, because you should use that in your presentation, from your cover letter through description of your jobs and on your LinkedIn for the job you're describing. I thought that was brilliant. And I did. I just tried it. I threw all my Java terms in, all my technical terms in, and it pulled out. It was really interesting. It pulled out some really power statements. And so it's an awesome tool. It's called Wordle, but you can type in World Cloud Tool in Google and just get a whole bunch of them. And it's pretty interesting to try. So those different kind of things, when savvy people in the business world that are coming up in LinkedIn and understanding social media, as they grow into it, they're going to see things like that. They're going to recognize it, and they're going to go, you know what? That person is, he gets it, or she gets it. And that could get a phone call. And that's what you want. LinkedIn is the problem is, you don't want, it's worse than an interview, because they get to your page and then they leave because it's not interesting or it doesn't capture their attention. You're done. And they won't go back. So this way, you want to make something fresh or something noticeable. And it's like fishing. It's a hook. And if they call you, then, you know, at least you have a chance to see if it's a company that you want to work with. And you see if, you know, you fit. And that's the whole game. The more you put that hook out, the bigger fish you catch over the course of time.
And the keywords are so important, right, with what it is you do.
Right. So you want to take those keywords and you want to pepper them in your summary, but you want to also, since you're tailoring your resume per position, per company, per manager, right, you want to pepper those words in there and describe what you do and what your skills are and what you have accomplished and what your key stats are with those words, so it matches their thinking, because after all, they're the ones who made the job description, and so they're simply looking for it. And everybody knows that, right? But this mm-hmm. word cloud idea is kind of cool, because it's like, of course you know all the words, but it randomizes what it fucks out and makes bigger capital or bigger font. And so now you have a different perspective on how to describe yourself. I think it's an awesome exercise. I get in an author. Let me just tell you the author real quick. Tobias Gustaf. I'm just going to say Tobias. Tobias at the mm-hmm. Daily News editor. God bless him. I think he did an awesome job. So.
All right, so we'll look for that. That's great advice, to just Google that and find that, because you'll pop up a little bit more. The summary's really important too, but I think the summary's hard to do, isn't it?
Well, the summary's hard to do because if you say you're a network engineer,
right,
and you work with Cisco equipment, and then that somebody calls you, a headhunter calls you up, or a recruiter calls you up and says, hey, I got a telepresence stack, and these guys need somebody full time to manage it for the video conferencing. So you go out and put all this telepresence on there, but on your which you've done and you've actually been schooled in, but on your LinkedIn you completely forgot about, because this happens, and you just put your voice over IP, or you just put your networking information with Cisco on there and don't really highlight your telepresence. They look at the telepresence, they look at your LinkedIn, and they think that's the truth. And many times, that is not the truth, right? Because, and I guess my point is, make LinkedIn a summary of what you are and put bullet points. And in your resume, delineate and describe the way the recruiter will tell you to do what that position is. And then go back to your LinkedIn and make sure you have the buzzwords there. Telepresence, Tanberg, those kind of words. I'm using engineering words, so this applies to any industry though, right? So, so you want to make sure it's a, your as much as I say treat your, LinkedIn like a Rolodex, it's a living document. So if you're on the hunt for business or you're on the hunt for a job, you want to tailor it to what you're selling in either case, because you're either selling yourself or you're selling a product or services. So it goes for the same. So I like to be very, very, I'd like to have my LinkedIn where I get you to ask me questions. You want to come and ask me questions. You don't want to leave my website and not have intrigue built up in the viewer.
And so in closing, the bottom line is you can't, you really, and you gave the demographics. It doesn't matter if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. You really need to be on LinkedIn. I mean, with your administrative assistant, whatever you are. I mean, even a trucker. I saw a great bio from a trucker who was looking for something and had massive experience. And I thought, you know what? That's a perfect way to recruit him.
Yeah, I think that my message on LinkedIn is be purposely terse. Put a power statement up in your profile. Make sure you have your URL with your name that's distinctive. Professional picture. Right now I have, I think, over 25. I think I have like 35 skills and endorsements. I think I'm cutting that down, and I'm only going to have the ones that show people's faces, and that's actually 10, the first 10. I think that's what I want to do, because when you start doing more than that, people tend to not believe that. And regardless if you have all of that, those skills, it's hard to chew on in a one page. So I think you put your top skills and then you get right into your job description, but be terse and make sure that at the end of each job description, you know, that you put it in such a way that there's more to my skills here. And then you have that open-end conversation, because I get told all the time that I'm a chief technology or chief technical strategist, and they question if I actually still do software engineering. I do.
Yeah, and so that's a great tip. Absolutely. Hey, Joe, yeah. we're up against this. This was great information. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week here on Technology Tuesday on America Tonight.
Awesome. Thank you, Katie.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $1.79, 2 cases for only $3.55, or get 3 cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.